ABC Radio Australia.
The rugby league community across the Pacific is in a state of shock after the news filtered through that the NRL's highly popular international development manager, Taz Baitiari, has been made redundant. He is among 150 casualties of the NRL's decision to streamline its workforce, largely as a result of the financial impact of COVID-19. But as Richard Ewart reports, the former Panthers and Bulldogs player has been the NRL's go-to man in the Pacific for the past 2 decades, and there's concern over what will happen to ongoing development of the game now that he's gone.
The name Taz Baitiari has been a fixture in Pacific Rugby League circles since the turn of the century, and his drive to develop the game in the region has been unparalleled. So the NRL's decision to get rid of his role as International Development Manager has stunned many. With the reaction of Micah Felice, the NRL's country manager in Samoa, typical of the response around the region.
Taz has played a big part in the Pacific Rugby League, and a lot of people in Samoa know Taz and what he does to promote rugby league in the Pacific. Yeah, I'm just speechless because filling his shoes was going to be very hard because he knew how to treat Pacific people and he knew how to get through to them about what he wants to do in the Pacific with the rugby league. And we always used to Taz being the organisers from the NRL in the Pacific.
Danny Kazanjian, the global operations manager for the sports ruling body, the IRL, is a personal friend, and he speaks in glowing terms about Taz Baitiari's contribution to rugby league development. But now he says that role has been superseded.
Losing somebody of Taz's experience and calibre is always going to be difficult. He's got such great contacts around the world and not just in the Pacific. I think the big thing in terms of the continuation of our operations is that Asia Pacific now exists and the Asia Pacific Confederation has greater capacity than it's ever had before. It's got a high-performing board. It's got staff in the area. So the day-to-day support that is provided to the Pacific nations and all of the nations under APRLC's aegis is strong.
However, right now, there doesn't appear to be much of a connection between the Pacific nations and the Asia-Pacific Confederation. And the acting chief executive of the Fiji NRL, Don Natambi, says they are not sure who to turn to.
Taz has always been our point of contact to the NRL. He's also helped in establishing the NRL in Fiji that is funded by the Pacific Hotspots program that's currently running. But we haven't had any communication regarding who is going to replace Taz or how we'll maintain this relationship that we've had with the NRL. Getting our voice heard and being able to look after our body players well and connect with the NRL clubs, that is something very important. And so we really have to look at who's going to do that for us.
And the man himself has doubts over the future development of rugby league in the Pacific.
I don't know if the same attention will be devoted to the area because, you know, when you've been doing this for as long as I have and have the network that's been created from it and the dependence too by that network, you don't know whether the same return service is going to keep going on.
At IRL HQ in the UK, Danny Kazanjian says they too have been fielding inquiries about who or what replaces Taz Baitiari.
I know that there have been some people who've contacted our office to find out the situation. I know that no one's got a bad word to say about Taz. He existed at a time when there wasn't really a sophisticated international development presence. So he's provided the kind of service that multiple people are providing now because he had to. And I'm sure many people in the Pacific will stay in contact with Taz and he'll remain a friend to a lot of those nations and the individuals who run them for a long time.
Ironically, Taz Baitiari's departure from the NRL comes at a time when the Australian government is investing in Pacific Rugby League. Just last week came news of a sizeable grant for the Hunters in PNG. So the now former international development manager is casting half an eye over what influence he might be able to bring to bear on Australia's Pacific step up.
It's what I know, it's what I do, and I'm looking at some opportunities perhaps via government. We're sort of increasing the profile of the game in the Pacific through the diplomacy network could be an opportunity. And to do that, I'll need to provide a business case and a plan, which is probably what I'll be working on. And then we'll see whether that's going to be successful. If we're going to keep building on the platform, it's certainly an area that will need consideration and getting it right, because a lot of things look good on paper. There are a lot of things that do go wrong. And I think being there and trying to avoid things going wrong would be an asset to everybody.
The wave of support for Taz Baitiari isn't coming from the Pacific alone. He has connections in Asia and in Central Africa, where an online petition has been started calling for his reinstatement. He says he's grateful, but can't see a way back.
I'm not on social media, so I have feedback from my kids more than anyone else. And what's out there is heartwarming. It's wonderful, and it's good to realise the amount of support that's out there, that's for sure.
Do you think there is a possibility, at least, that if this wave of support continues to grow, that the NRL might think again?
You know, when you're part of big business, I don't think big business likes to get told how it should be running its own. So I think, you know, a decision's been made and I've signed off on the decision because it's difficult to fight.
But back in Samoa, Micah Felice believes the queue to sign the petition of support for Petiri will be a long one.
I think there would be a lot of support for Taz, especially Pacific. There's a lot of people here that are shocked. The players as well. He doesn't just mix with management. He goes in and mixes with the players. So pretty much every player in the Pacific knows Taz and his role. So he'll have no trouble, I reckon, getting a lot of votes here for this petition.
In the meantime, Danny Kazanjian is looking to the Asia Pacific Confederation to fill the void that is concerning the Pacific Rugby League community. But he suspects Taz Battiri may well still be somewhere in the background.
It's their responsibility to support our members and their members, the majority of whom at this stage are Pacific Island nations. They're working tirelessly on providing the same amounts of support to the Pacific Federations. They speak regularly to Taz, I know, and Taz is going to be attempting to make sure that some of the projects that he's been involved with can be finished off. So I'm sure that collaboration will continue over the coming weeks and months.
But while acknowledging the role of the Asia Pacific Confederation and Taz Battiri's part in setting it up, Don Natambi is concerned that Fiji may miss out in future.
His connections with the Pacific community has been an asset to the global game, and Taz has worked tirelessly with many of our rugby league pioneers to set up the Asia Pacific Rugby League and went on to looking after issues that the members of the Asia Pacific Rugby League had in the early years of the game and in the last 5 years. For us in Fiji, it's also been at the back of bringing a lot of rugby league tournaments into Fiji. And the most recent one we had was the Prime Minister's 13, the first time that they've taken the tournament out of Papua New Guinea. It's those type of developments we will miss.
And Taz Battiri's influence on the women's game has been profound, culminating last year with the debut of Women's Rugby League Nines at the Pacific Games in Apia.
Women in the Pacific have got an opportunity now to win medals in the Pacific Games that's never happened before. And that's a major achievement for the sport. The fact was that we needed to ensure that we could have six women's teams. And if we don't continue in this vein, well, then the next time that the Pacific Games come about, well, we might not have a women's competition. So it's imperative that we keep working towards this and have young women, young girls realise that they have an opportunity in the sport. And the Pacific Games in this region is their vehicle.
Right now at the international level, Pacific Rugby League is on the rise, with Tonga considered to be a very real threat at the World Cup next year, while Fiji, Samoa and PNG are all making progress. But sources have told Pacific Beat there may be more redundancies to come at the NRL, and those cuts could hit game development back in the islands. However, an official statement paints a rather different picture.
The NRL will maintain significant resourcing in the Pacific. A Pacific Programs Manager and Pacific Programs Coordinator will be based in Australia, and teams of development and community program staff employed in Tonga, Fiji, Samoa and Papua New Guinea through our partnership with the Australian government.
Some reassurance perhaps for Taz Battiri, who after dedicating his life to growing rugby league at the Pacific grassroots for the last 20 years, is anxious that so much good work should not be allowed to go to waste.
People don't realise the sacrifices, not only by the people that have worked in there, but also the countries themselves, what they've gone through to get to where they are today. It's been a steady progression by many people in many countries, and that steady progression needs to continue if it's going to succeed into the future.